This is the Horse Radio Network.
This is episode 81 of the Wisdom by Louisa show, our first show of 2022 on the Horse Radio Network. This is Mike Donnell.
I'm Casey Wilbanks Coletti.
And this is Sophia Aguila. Welcome to Wisdom by Wessa on the Horse Radio Network.
This podcast is brought to you by the Western and English Sales Association, WESA, which provides the world's largest trade events for retailers, manufacturers, and sales representatives of the equestrian industry. In this podcast, we feature exclusive interviews with noteworthy Western and English personalities, retailers, and exhibitors who you've always wanted to talk to. Don't miss out on all the news for manufacturers and retailers in the equine industry. Sophia is here with us, and as we conclude the 100th anniversary of the WESA Trade Show, the association has been off to a good start in 2022, it sounds like, and Sophia is here to fill us in on that.
Yes, such a good start. So a couple of weeks ago, we celebrated the 100th anniversary with so many of our members and retailers, and honestly, the energy that everyone brought to the DMC in Texas was truly amazing. We're so thankful for everyone that came out to Dallas to celebrate with us.
What are some of the behind-the-scenes impressions that you had that you can share with us?
So what stood out to me was how excited everyone was to celebrate the 100th anniversary. Many of our exhibitors incorporated the anniversary logo into their booth or showroom design, hosted special events, and some even designed products especially for the anniversary. So that was amazing, and you can find all of those pictures on social media. And then we also welcomed many new buyers, many of which were actually just starting out in the industry and used the WESA Trade Show as a way to make their first connections. So a lot of new people with lots of energy.
How many exhibitors were on site?
Spread out across roughly 220,000 square feet, we welcome 388 exhibitors, and that is a slight increase to the previous January WESA Trade Show. And so now we're aiming at keeping that up for August.
Rebecca Lopez and her husband were raised in the Western lifestyle and are raising their children the very same way. In addition, she's been designing Western-style jewelry for 10 years, minus a short time when she had one of her children. She resumed her business in 2019, producing Western jewelry with a more current design style, and she made her WESA debut at the recent show in Dallas and picked up a Stylize Award from Western influencer Shaylee Ham. Let's talk to her now. Rebecca Lopez, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us here on the Wisdom by WESA podcast.
Thank you for having me.
I mean, it's a newbie, if you will, at WESA, making your maiden debut at the show this year. But let's go back and let's talk a little about the history of Wranglin' Mama and your background as a jewelry designer, and then we'll move up to the present. You told me this morning when we had a little chat that you've been doing this for 10 years or more.
Yes, sir. Yes, been doing it for 10 years. Backtrack there. I used to sit and watch my great grandfather bead rosaries for our local church. So that's where I kind of started with, you know, liking jewelry. Well, not so much jewelry. Well, rosaries, you know, just getting there creative. He used to sit there and make his beads out of the clay for the rosaries, out of the rose petals and stuff. So, I mean, it just kind of started there. And then whenever I got older, I got into more of the jewelry part of everything, but grew up in the Western side of things. So I wanted, you know, Western spin on all my jewelry.
Well, I think that's a great little story. Yeah. I'm glad you, I'm glad you mentioned that, because that's an interesting yeah. start to it. But so you designed jewelry for a few years. I think you mentioned you took a little time off to have one of your children, then came back at it. But I think you changed your style a little bit in that interim period
you
mentioned.
Yeah.
Talk about that.
So whenever I first started, the whole chunky, colorful jewelry was in style. So I just kind of followed, you know, along what everybody else was doing. And it kind of got old because, you know, sales got slow and, you know, nobody really wanted to buy what everybody else was selling. And to me, and it also just wasn't who I was. And so when I finally took that break and I came back these past few years, I really wanted to bring my style into it and create more affordable jewelry for everybody, and not just for me, but also for my wholesale customers as well, for them to carry in their stores. And I like to incorporate I mix everything together. So for instance, I do have some pieces that have sterling silver Navajo pearls, and I like to mix in and not use sterling silver chain, but stainless steel instead, because it makes it, you know, the cost a little bit cheaper, a little more affordable for everybody else as well.
I mean, do you wake up in the morning and you envision what a particular necklace might look like, or do you sit down and just play around with things until you like what you see, or where does the creative side of it come into, so you know what kind of material you're going to have and that type of a thing?
So a lot of times, sometimes I do wake up in the morning and I just have this, I'll call it crazy, but I have a dream. I'm like, oh man, that would be a great necklace. So I get up in the morning, I come out to the shop and I throw out the beads and I put it together to see whether or not I like it. Sometimes whenever I go bead shopping, I just look at the beads and I kind of envision, you know, what I have. And, or if I'm looking around and I see, you know, a strand of turquoise, and then I see a different strand of, I don't know, a different shape, like a star or, you know, something like that. I just kind of envision what it will look like. And then it all just comes in the head and I just put it together. And so a lot of the time, or sometimes I'll just be sitting here and I'll be watching a show and I see a necklace, you know, that an actor or somebody has on, but it's more modern and I want to give it that Western twist. So I'll grab my notebook paper and I sketch something out, and then it bothers me so much. So I'll get up in the middle of the movie and my husband says, "You're going to the shop." And I said, "Yep." So I run down to the shop and I make something up real quick to see whether or not I'm going to like it. So a lot of times, yeah, designs just kind of come to me and I just throw everything together.
Well, there is absolutely no doubt that every piece is a Rebecca Lopez original.
Yes.
I think that's really neat. Now, we chatted again. You have someone who's now helping you actually create the designs and make them into jewelry, but I think you're going to expand your business, as you mentioned.
Yes, yes. So, yes, definitely the big goal is to have a warehouse or in a showroom in my downtown, where we live. We live in a small town in South Texas, so our downtown area, you know, like any other small town, is like the historical area, the main place to go and where to be. And so I'd like to one day have a warehouse and a showroom downtown. And I'm looking to hopefully expand to get 3 more employees started next week and just go from there.
Well, that's a great dream. Everybody should have a dream, an entrepreneur like yours. Casey, you jump in here because you're looking at this jewelry and probably look at it from a different perspective than I do. As I mentioned, I don't wear a lot of necklaces, but you do.
Yeah, I'm looking at it, all right, from the shopping perspective. This always happens. We interview somebody and I end up sitting here shopping, looking at the Calamity necklace, to be exact, because I wanted to name my daughter Calamity and everybody vetoed that.
That piece actually did. Yeah,
it would be
well
appropriate.
It would. Now that we know.
That one did very well at market. I had quite a bit of customers purchase that one. So
it's so awesome. Well, Mike hit on a lot of the things that I was going to say. Mike, you took all my lines. But what I want to know is, you always hear about writers talk about writer's block. Do you ever get designer's block? And if you do, how do you get out of it?
Oh, I do. Actually, right before WESA, I had big block and I just was nervous about, you know, being at this, you know, y'all are this huge trade show. And I was just so nervous about it. But I do get blocked quite a bit, just because That, I mean, I have, there's a lot going on. I mean, I'm a mother of four, mm-hmm. got to get house stuff done. Kids got to, you know, get all their animals, chores, everything, got to make sure everything's done and, you know, food on the table, house cleaned and orders yeah. out, wholesale and retail. So, you know, it takes a toll on you. And yes. a lot of times I sit here and, you know, those designs that I say, we're like, oh, I need to make that necklace real quick. And sometimes they just don't come to me and I get so frustrated. So to get rid of it, I will take, you know, a few days off and just kind of clear my head, go out and play with the kids, you know, binge watch shows on Netflix just to get my mind off of everything.
Yes.
And then also take a little social media break because social media just really kind of eats at you. Just, you know, so-and-so, you know, this business is doing this and they're putting out stuff left and right. You know, it's, you feel like you have to keep up with everything. And a lot of times you just got to take a step back and take a breather and realize, you know, you are not that person. You are your own person and you move at your own pace. And I've come to realize that. And I've had to take quite a few breaks, but I always come back and I was like, oh, there we go. I'm back. And
well, you're a wrangling mama. No pun intended, right? you mentioned Wessa. It was your Wessa debut. Tell us about your experience and just for all of us that maybe weren't there, tell us all about it.
So going in, I had some goals that I had set for myself that I wanted to set, you know, for the whole weekend. I was like, okay, this is, you know, how many new customers I'd like to add to, you know, wholesale. And this is a number that I'd like to get past. And very nervous going in. And actually the morning that we started, the week actually started off crazy. I bought a little weenie dog this past summer, and that Monday before I left to Dallas, I had to take her into the vet, and she had parvo, and mm-hmm. so I told them to do whatever they could to save her, and that Thursday morning at 8:15, I got a call that she had passed. Mm. So it was, I was like, oh my gosh, please don't let this kind of set the mood for how this right. weekend's going to go, you know?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And after that, after me crying my eyes out, I, you know, gathered myself and I had some gals out there helping me. And they're like, go walk around, take a breather, and then come back. And I came back ready to start. And by 8:45, I had four new customers in the booth and talking to them about my product and hearing their visions for how my product would fit into their stores. And it just kind of, after that, everything just kind of turned around. The day turned around and, the goals that I had set for myself for the whole weekend, got blown out of the water the first day. So I had to kind of reset everything and make new goals for the whole weekend. And, every day I set a new goal and that day sure. I broke it every day. So
awesome. Well, congratulations.
It was amazing. It was amazing.
Yes. Well, we're glad you had a great experience and so sorry to hear about your dog. I know how important animals are. I'm trying to think how I'm going to bring them all in during the snow we're having right now, but that's not going to happen. So
anyways, no, we're looking sunny and 65 outside right now.
Yes. Mike, we live in the wrong part of the country.
Well, I'm not getting snow downtown. I don't know what you're getting.
Oh, well, I'm going to come down there then.
Can I ask a quick question, Rebecca? If I'm a retailer who didn't get to Wessa, but now I'm listening yes. to the show and I'm saying, man, I'm missing the boat if I don't talk to this woman and maybe do some business. How do I get in touch with you and how's that process work?
So I have a wholesale website. It's www.theranglinmamawholesale.com. You get on there and you can register for a wholesale account, fill out everything there, send in your sales tax permit to me and I can approve your account just like that. And if you don't get a hold of me there. You can email me or you can call me, and I can answer any questions that you may have.
So it's that simple.
Yeah, it's that simple.
And I can carry your jewelry in my store.
Yes.
How long have you been doing the wholesale side?
Wholesale side, just 2 years.
Okay. And before that, people were just ordering online?
Yes.
Okay. Well, it's a beautiful progression from using technology from one part of the business to the other. And also, you got a Stylize Award on your very first show.
I did. I got a Stylize Award, yes.
Isn't that exciting?
It was so exciting. When Shaylee came into the booth, and she was looking around everywhere, and then I got done with a customer, and she looked at me, and she goes, I'd like to give you this. And I'm like, what? And I started crying because it was an emotional weekend setting goals and everything. So, it was great. She loved, I have some, saying necklaces, that came out, and one of them was Yeehaw. And, you know, everybody knows West Desperado, and her Yeehaw is her, you know, kind of signature there. So it was pretty amazing to get that Stylize Award.
Well, I think it's really a great tribute to you, to not only your creativity, but to be able to earn that on your very first trip into WESA. One of the things that's impressive, I think, is that you're able to combine the creative side with the business side. I mean, you walked into the show and you set goals, and then you set another goal. And that's really the business way of not just showing up at the show, but making it worth your while. And I think you get applauded for that.
Thank you.
Now, tell us about what's going to happen when you add the three more people.
Well, when I add the three more people, the production time will speed up, because right now everything is handmade and made to order. I don't keep anything to the side ready to ship. And I think a lot of the retailers at WESA really liked the fact that everything was handmade and, you know, made to order. My turnaround time is 14 to 18 business days. So with the three more people that I'm hiring, I'm looking to, you know, cut down on that time and get things out a lot faster for everybody. And not just on my wholesale side, but my retail side as well, because both sides are pretty busy and I would love to cut down on that production time.
Well, that probably makes sense. Casey, what do you think about this product?
Well, you said I wear more jewelry than you, but I don't know why you couldn't wear some of this. Rebecca, that leads me to my next question. I mean, it certainly could be a crossover. Do you make any men's pieces?
You know, I don't make any men's pieces, and I've had some requests for men's pieces, but I feel some of the pieces, you know, are kind of gender neutral there, and you can you can wear them both, men and women.
I think so.
You can wear them.
I think so. Well, I'm so glad that you had a great first experience with WESA, and we hope that you return for many years to come. That seems to be the consistent with who we've talked to on this show. Once you're in WESA, you stay a part of WESA for a very long time. So we are glad to have you a part, and we're so glad that you came on the show today. I love your pieces, and I'm serious. This always happens. I sit here and I do shopping, and it's ridiculous. Mike, I'm going to get you into jewelry here in a minute.
Oh, good.
We'll talk.
Hey, Rebecca, thank you so much. You're our very first guest in 2022, and it's going to be a great show, and it's a great way to start the year, and we wish you good luck in 2022.
Well, thank you very much, and I can't wait to be back. I plan on coming back in August, so I'm ready.
Okay. Well, by then you'll have your three people. You'll be doing a lot of production and eyeing that downtown retail store.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
All right. Thank you.
The show notes and links from today's show can be found on the website wisdombywessa.com. And of course, we'd like to have your feedback. There's a contact link on that site.
The Wisdom by Wessa show will be published on the 15th and 30th of every month. You can listen on most of your favorite podcast players, and you can also listen on the Horse Radio Network app on your iOS or Android phone. You just search Horse Radio Network in the App Store. It's free and super easy to use. Be sure to visit all the great shows on the Horse Radio Network at horseradionetwork.com. Thanks for listening to the Wisdom by Wessa podcast. Wessa, where the industry meets.